Hey, baby.
Do you have a second?
It'll only take a minute, I promise.
Hi.
Yes. It is 45 minutes until D&D starts, yeah. Yes, I'm absolutely finishing some stat blocks. No, I did not plan this encounter. I'm going to be totally honest with you. About 2 hours ago, I Googled easy puzzles for D&D campaigns. And I did that. I set that up. So good for me. Everyone's got tokens. And then I promptly realized that I should probably prep for some sort of combat because you know how they are. They just like to stab things instead of doing puzzles. So no, I'm not. Here's the problem, baby. I procrastinate, and then, like, the sessions go fine, so I never learn my lesson. I never learn the lesson to prep earlier than the day of. And honestly, I don't even know if they know that this is the case. I think they just assume that I've got my shit together, and honestly, if I've been giving them that illusion, yeah. No, we both know I don't have my shit together. Can you look at this for me? Do you think giving them resistance to magic or non-magical weapons is too much? No? I mean, all of them have some sort of magic. Even the monk's fists are magic, so I feel like as long as they're not, like, desperately throwing daggers, and even so, they're still half dead. Yeah, okay. I'm done thinking about it. I'm just gonna do this one. I only adjusted, like, the dex and wisdom, so. Yeah, I would start using normal monsters, but Jeremy just sort of, like, he doesn't mean to do it, but you know how, like, when somebody knows a creature, then they, like, sort of prepare accordingly? Yeah. I'd like to avoid that at all costs. Even unintentional metagaming, you know? Mm-hmm. Thank you for your help. Yeah. I want you to be in the next one I DM. I mean, I won't be able to ask you for questions about stat blocks anymore, but I'd rather you be a player than my guinea pig and the person that we send to get beer when we run out. I know you don't mind, but I love you. Hey, the session might run a little late tonight. No, I don't sound guilty. I was just thinking, okay, I really wasn't thinking. It was pretty much no thoughts, head empty. I'm horny as fuck, and yeah, I don't really have a lot of time to fuck around because I haven't built this yet. So I was wondering if you would let me get on my knees and put your cock down my throat. Uh-huh. Well, we both know that what we have time for right now isn't going to make the horny go away. So what if I just made it worse? What if I just settled on my knees, put your cock down my throat until I fucking gagged, and swallow all of your cum, and then I'll be a wet, horny, squirmy mess. And when everybody leaves after D&D, you'll be in your office playing video games. And I'll come sit on your lap with this cute little skirt on and no panties and ride you until you fucking fill me. Sound good? Yeah, I thought so. Sounds really fucking good to me, baby. I'm gonna be super honest with you. I don't know if I'm feeling more mommy or baby girl at the minute, so
Uh-huh. We'll just see how it goes. I love you. Uh-huh. Either way, I'm still a brat. Sorry I bit you. Can you take your shirt off so I can kiss your chest, please? Please, please, please. Thank you. Your nipples are kind of hard. Uh-huh. Do you like when I run my tongue over them, huh? Sure seems like you do. Cock's hard, baby. No, it's not a surprise, but I'm flattered. Fuck. Yeah, I'll take my shirt off too. Hold on. Ooh. Here's a mess. This bra is uneven. Is this fair? This seems fair. Though I do feel a little silly in a bra and a skirt and no panties. Yeah, I already took the panties off. Pull your boxers and your sweats down, please. God, you have a pretty cock. I don't know if I'm ever gonna like anything more than this cock, baby. Like, we have some really fancy toys, and you're stuck with me forever, so. Cock still wins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. All I really want is for you to feel good. You want me to do what? You want me to touch myself while I do this? That seems cruel. Okay, baby. Mostly because I like giving you a shell. Yes, Daddy. Uh-huh. I can take you into my throat. Fuck. I'm really fucking wet. Holy shit. Baby, please. Oh. Yes, I know you can hear how wet I am. Fuck, this isn't fair. Yes, I licked my own fingers clean. Your mouth is way up there. Something wrong, baby. You gonna be a good boy for mommy? Huh? I can play both roles. Gets you really fucking weak in the knees, doesn't it, baby? Your pre-cum tastes really fucking good. Oh. Do you want to fuck my face, Daddy? Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's where we're at today. I think you're Daddy, aren't you? Maybe I'll be Mommy later. Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Spit running down my chin. Come down my throat, Daddy, please. I'll be a good girl, I promise. Come, baby. Okay, can I stop touching now, please? Please? I'm just gonna wanna come. Oh. Fuck. Come, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck. I need to put my shirt back on. Just fucking... They're gonna be here any minute, you little shit. Put your spec on too. Fuck, I love you. You better be ready to fuck me later. I don't know. Just hope the dice are in my favor tonight and not theirs. Go. Go get comfortable. When everybody's settled, I'll summon you and we can talk some shit before we play. Mm-hmm. I love you, baby. I just love you a lot. Okay. Go. I'm gonna play now. I'm gonna get the right dice out. Go, go, go. Goodbye. I love you.